You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguir avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevur vor hayrini ekeglusvin, hon hayrini kevochche. Good morning. It is Sunday, April the 24th. Established here in Providence in 1947, we are in our 75th year of broadcasting. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tereyan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Փարելուշների հայրենագիտներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, գրաված էր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ. Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ. Հին սերունդը կպնրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է. Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն. Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ. Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի.
As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Acherit hi havijanis pagets, shake Lilian Papajana.
Հողագույթիտ իպր հարկանքս վերջին, ծոնեմ պունչ մտ զաղիքներու անդարամ։ Հիշադագը դլա անմախ բոլորին, և չի լկվի կերեզմանըդ անխնամ։ Վարդի թուպեր թողզար թարեն շիրիմըդ, հրեշտագներ թող բախպանեն զայն հավետ։ Դարաբագոց և մենավոր սկագիրըդ, Հոգիս այսօր գուլալրիկ մեկնումետ։
Lillian Shake Papazian, 97, of North Providence, Rhode Island, and of Delray Beach, Florida, passed away, surrounded by her family, on Sunday, April 10th. She was the beloved wife of the late David Papazian. Born in Central Falls on August 7th, 1924, Lillian was the daughter of the late Hovagim and Sirapi Masoyan. Lillian was a very independent, sincere, giving, God-loving person who had a great zest for life. She rarely said anything bad about anyone. Lillian absolutely loved nature, bird watching, flowers, foliage, and especially her plant room, as she called it. She was very fortunate to spend 30 years of being a snowbird in Florida. She so loved to be able to walk outside in the winter months without heavy winter clothing and view her tropical plants. When she would return to Rhode Island in the spring, she loved to visit South County, the ocean, and eating at Aunt Carrie's. Her favorite place to eat with family and friends was Wright's Chicken Farm. She would say, "Oh, I love these French fries." In her waning years, Shake was a spark plug. And this, when I found out about this, I was away out of the state, and I just can't believe that she's passed. I thought she would be with us forever. In her waning years, Lillian loved having hot wieners, fries, coffee frapp, and fudge. Lillian was a talented lady. She was an accomplished artist, hanging many paintings throughout her house. She was also an excellent cook of most Armenian foods. When she would make kofta, she would hide a dime in the center filling as a surprise. Lillian was active in the church and loved attending the picnics, bazaars, dances, and talking to all of her church family and friends. She was proud of her Armenian heritage. Her first memory of Armenia in 1984, we felt warmth of the people there. They opened their hearts and homes to us. She and David loved to travel. They had visited Armenia, Russia, France, Italy, Spain, Greece, Holland, England, and most of the Caribbean islands. She lived a long and beautiful life and will be missed dearly by all that loved her. Shake was her given name at baptism. When she entered school as a child, the teacher said, "I will not call you by that name. Go home and change it." So she did, and her parents settled on the beautiful name Lillian. Before retiring in 1984, she had worked at Vocational Rehab in Providence as a senior clerk stenographer. In 1973, Lillian's husband David opened David's Furniture in North Providence, and she was instrumental in providing support for her husband and later to her sons who went into the business. She is survived by her sons Mark Papazian and his companion Jennifer of Gloucester, David Rick Papazian and his wife Robin of Johnston, and her beloved grandchildren, Tanya, Stephen, Gregory, and her great-granddaughter, Sapphire, and her brother, Stephen Masoyan of Cranston. She was sister of the late George Masoyan and Susan Ohanian. Funeral services were held from St. Sag and St. Mesrop Church last week. Our condolences to the Masoyan Papazian families. I have to say, Lillian always had a special place in my heart. She was close to my mom and my aunt, and she would always tell me stories. She was a year younger than my mom, a year older than my aunt, and she always would come up with some new story about my uncle or my mother or my aunt, and she will be so missed. She always reminded me of the Energizer Bunny. She was a spark plug. She had a definite joie de vivre, and she was just a joy to listen to when she'd tell you of the old stories, and I will certainly miss her, and As Stephen Almation would say, job well done. But again, my sincere condolences to the Masoyan Papazian families. And we have another death to report. Dr. Justin Shigalian, 44, of Seekonk, passed away Thursday, April 14th, at his home surrounded by family after a brave battle with brain cancer. He was husband of Catherine Shigalian. Born in Providence, he was son of Dr. Walter and Vivian Shigalian. Dr. Shigalian was a general dentist and the third generation owner of Shigalian Family Dental in Rumford. He graduated from Moses Brown in Providence in 1996 and earned his Bachelor of Science from Boston College in 2000. He received his DMD from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in 2004. He completed the Advanced Education in General Dentistry program at the University of Connecticut in 2005. Besides his wife and parents, he leaves a son, Samuel Shagalian, and a daughter, Lila Shagalian, a sister, Janine Donlin, and her husband, Bart, and their daughter, Haley, his mother-in-law and father-in-law, Francis and David Siner, and his sister-in-law, Sarah Botham, and her husband, Richard, and their children, Julia and Benjamin. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrub Church. Our condolences to the Shagalian family. With our Dadelitzes, April 24th. Today is the Dadelitz of Mary Melodotion. April 24th, 2006. Today is the 16th Dadelitz of Elizabeth Kapralian. April 24th, 1990. Today is the 32nd Dadelitz of Ofsana Gloria Mikaelian. April 24th, 2012. Today is the 10th Dadelitz of Betty Serjanian. April 24th, 1991. Today is the 31st Dadelitz of Zari Boyajan. April 25th, 2008. Monday is the 14th Dadelitz of Grigor Kevorkian. April 25th, 1998. Monday is the 24th Dadelitz of Captain Alexander John. April 25th, 2018. Monday is the 4th Dadelitz of Harry Kayerian. April 25th, 2020. Monday is the 2nd Dadelitz of Peter Babigyan Jr. April 26th, 1991. Tuesday is the 31st Dadelitz of Albert D. Arabian. April 26th, 1991. Tuesday is the 31st Dadelitz of Arsha Luis Muratjan. April 26, 1994, Tuesday is the 28th Dadelitz of Agnes Danelian. April 26, 2002, Tuesday is the 20th Dadelitz of Robert Tokomian. April 26, 2010, Tuesday is the 12th Dadelitz of Susan Shahinian Lewis. April 27, 1995, Wednesday is the 27th Dadelitz of Dorothy Nalbanian. April 27, 2010, Wednesday is the 12th Dadelitz of Harold Melkonian. April 28th, 2020, Thursday is the 2nd Dadelitz of Marion Mary Dervartanian. April 28, 2002, Thursday is the 20th Dadelitz of Esther Melkonian. April 28, 2002, Thursday is the 20th Dadelitz of George Vazna. April 28, 2004, Thursday is the 18th Dadelitz of Altun Shemelian. April 29, 1993, Friday is the 29th Dadelitz of Martin Belodian. April 29, 1998, Friday is the 24th Dadelitz of Joy Uramian. April 30th, 2004, Saturday is the 18th Dadelitz of Rose Durananyan. April 30th, 1982, Saturday is the 40th Dadelitz of Dikran Sahagian. April 30th, 2009, Saturday is the 13th Dadelitz of Cynthia Jizmagian. April 30th, 2006, Saturday is the 16th Dadelitz of Patricia Avedisian. April 30th, 1990, Saturday is the 32nd Dadelitz of Judge John Nigerian. April 30th, 2001, Saturday is the 21st Dadelitz of Victor Murachan Jr. April 30th, 2013, Saturday is the 9th Dadelitz of Arakel Korki Dolbashan. April 30th, 2018, Saturday is the 4th Dadelitz of Roxanne Arzamanian. And April 2020, it is the Dadelitz of Emily Gilbert. Now, typically, we will listen to Iverine, but today also marks the 107th Dadelitz of all those that perished in the 1915 genocide. Today, we commemorate all those that lost their lives, and we also celebrate our ancestors that were able to persevere and start a new life for our Armenian community. Today, we will gather at North Burial Ground to pay homage. We will be there beginning at 12:30 today, North Burial Ground, Providence, to mark the 107th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide. After 2 long years of not being able to hold services in person due to the pandemic, the Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee of Rhode Island will be commemorating the 107th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide today. A service in remembrance of the Holy Martyrs will be held with the participation of clergy and deacons from St. Sag and St. Mesrub Church, St. Zvartanans Church, and the Armenian Evangelical Church. Just a reminder that church is starting early at the churches so that you will be able to arrive on time. It has been 45 years since the Martyrs Monument was dedicated. It is also that anniversary today. Although many changes have occurred over the years, one constant remains. Every April 24th, we remember our departed martyrs and all that the survivors went through so that we can continue to practice our Christian faith and carry on the traditions of being Armenian. It is very important that young and old, children and grandchildren, attend our sacred event today. Seeing what is happening in Ukraine today is yet another sad reminder of what happened to our ancestors back in 1915 and most recently in 2020 in Artsakh. We must never forget what they went through. The guest speaker today is Stepan Paligyan. Mr. Paligyan was raised in the Armenian community of Indian Orchard, Massachusetts at St. Gregory Parish. A former member of the AYF Central Executive in the Eastern Prelacy Executive Council, he also served many years as a delegate to the Eastern Diocesan Assembly. Stepan and his family are parishioners of the Holy Translators Church. Currently, he served as a member of the Board and Executive Committee of the National Association of Armenian Studies and Research. Stepan also serves on the board of the Armenian Heritage Foundation. For several years, he has written a column for the Armenian Weekly focused on the diaspora and homeland. Stepan and his wife Susan work with a border village in Armenia to improve the educational and economic life of the community. He is a retired executive in the computer storage industry and resides in the Boston area. Stepan spent many years as a volunteer teacher of Armenian history and contemporary issues to the young generation and adults at schools, camps, churches on the East Coast. We invite the entire Armenian community today and the public at large to join us for the 107th anniversary commemoration to remember our holy martyrs, survivors of the genocide, and Armenians in Artsakh. In case of rain, which it's not going to rain, services would be held in the sanctuary of St. Varts, but it's going to be fine. So we'll see you at North Burial Ground. And right now, we will be listening to our Martyrs Day program that was taped in 1965. We'll be listening to Cardinal Cushing, Archbishop Hrant Khachaturian, amongst quite a few. But here we go. This is our 1965 Armenian Martyrs Day program. Yeah.
Mrs. Setrach Benjamin Minas. I have the honor of presenting His Eminence Richard Cardinal Cushing, Archbishop of Boston, and Honorary President of the Armenian National Committee of America and the American Committee for the Independence of Armenia. Ladies and gentlemen, His Eminence.
April 24th is Armenian Memorial Day. On this day in 1915, the Turkish government began the first genocide in modern times, massacring 1 million Armenian civilians and driving out of their historic homeland 500,000 more under incredibly inhuman conditions. These numbers become all the more appalling when one realizes that this represented virtually the entire Armenian population in Turkey proper. When we add to this wanton sacrifice of human life the billions of dollars of Armenian property confiscated or destroyed, including the invaluable contributions of the oldest Christian civilization in the world, the true enormity of this horrendous crime is revealed. But April 24th is more than a day of mourning and remembrance. It is the day on which the Armenian people remind the world that its legal and historic right to sovereignty remain violated. The Treaty of Sevres, signed by Turkey on the one hand and by Armenia and the allied powers on the other, recognized the independence of the Republic of Armenia within the boundaries therein defined by President Woodrow Wilson. In 1920, the combined military forces of Communist Russia and Turkey, in violation of this treaty, overthrew this outpost of democracy. Today, a portion of Armenia remains a captive nation under Communist Russian domination, and the remainder is illegally retained by Turkey. As Pope John the 23rd said in his encyclical letter Pacem in Terrace, the rights of men and government stem not solely from human consent, but from the design of the Creator. Therefore, the crime of 1915, further compounded by the crime of 1920, stand in violation of the design of the Creator and the inalienable rights of the Armenian people. The United Nations was established as an international instrument to create a climate for world peace through international justice. The United Nations cannot fulfill its world mission unless it encourages the hopes of mankind by proving that it is truly a forum providing a peaceful redress on the legitimate grievances of all peoples. The Armenian claim as the oldest unresolved grievance on the agenda of the world business stands today as a test case, the just solution of which will enhance the prestige of the United Nations and encourage all peoples to seek a peaceful consideration of world problems. It is my earnest hope and prayer that the United Nations and all people of goodwill will join to bring a justice long delayed to the Armenian people, the worthy descendants of an ancient and noble civilization. Now is the time for all nations of goodwill to prove that international justice, self-determination, and peace are more than words, that they form the sound and sincere foundation of each government's international policy.
Çeçek tuk antor Angorun çeli u haverjagan vokiner aylevs Mardirosatsial yev sagayn an mahanun zavagner hayots aski mets batmutyan Hisun tantav darineru gyank shnoritsik tuk mezi vorbesi aysor menk ganknink tser anabagan hishadagin archev u kochenk arastvats Աստված, թու թարցյալ գեցուս սեսս մեզ, և ժողովուրդքո ուրախ եղիցի իքես, վասնզի ով դեր, կու միածին որդվույթ շրտներեն արդասանված խոսքին ու բատկամին հավադացած է հայ ժողովուրդը, իքին արյան ու գյանքի։ Եթե ոչ հադնցորեն ո անգյալ հերգիր մերանիցի ինքն միանգա, աբա եթե մերանիցի պազում արդյունս արնե, ու աբա նաև սերմանի մարմին շնչավոր և հարնե մարմին հոգևոր, Հարության շունչ ու պազմապող գանչեք ահավոր մեր ցեղի ոգեգան ուժին, որբեսի մենք ուղեգորույս որդիները ծեր ծիրուցանված աշխարի ձակերուն, հավակագան անլորելի զանքագադուն իպրև մարդկության ու աստուծո առաջ զանքահարենք արդարության ծեր զանքը, հայրենագան ամփոխչական հողերուն և օջախներուն բահանջքով ու աբա նաև հոգևոր անգախության ի խնդիր։ Նորաստեղծյալ մեր գյանքին ոսկի սերմեր եղակտուք 50 դարիներով շահված ֆիզիկական, իմացական ու հոգեգան հայ անդաստանին մեջ։ Մենք, օրտնելով ձեր հիշադակը, գարտացինք ու սորվեցանք այն ամենը, ինչ որ իբրև շունչ ու ոգի մեզի գտագեցիք։ Թուք չմերակ, այլ փոխագերբվեցակ մեզի համար անգորնչելի և հաստադուն քաղափար ու գամքի պրև, որով մեր գյանքի օրերը լեցվեցան ծեր մարդիրոսական հուրով ու փույրով։ Թուք մեր մեջ ապրեցակ ու մենք ցեզմով ստեղծագործեցինք նոր գյանք Աստուծո և Սուրբ Մեսրոբի դուներու գամարներուն ներքև։ Մենք նախքին մնացորդածը ծեր, աժմ խրողթ ու սավարնաթև ասկն ենք հայոց, ասկերու և ժողովուրդներու թիմաց, անխրով մնացեք Հավիդյան, ծեր պարի հիշադագի պրև յուղանուշ ու պալասան, հավեր ժորեն բիդի ոձան է մեր սրդերը պազմաճարճար ու հոգիները մեր խրով, հազարախաչ ծեր կողքոտան մեր հոգիներում մեջ թարցավ նորահրաշ ու ձաղգյալ պուրաստան ու մեր գյանքը պարեպոխվեցավ իպրև տրախտ արկայության, վասնզի դերն մեր Հիսուս Քրիստոս գսե, մի երգնչիր հոտ փոքրիկ, զի հաջեցավ հայր ծեր դալ ձեզ զարկայություն, նահադակ քույրեր և եղբայրներ, Մասիսապայլ ծեր հոգիները անմար ջրակ են մեր ոտկերում և լույս գուդան մեր գյանգի շավիղին, թուք դաբանակ ուղթին մեր հոգիներում ու մենք ուղթաբահ զավակներ ծեր անհայտ շիրմերուն առաջ, ձնրաթիր գաղերսենք ու գաղոթենք առաստված հարցն մերոց, ծեր հոգիներում խաղաղության ու հանգիստին համար, թուք 20-րդ տարու Սուրբ Մեսրոպներ, Սուրբ Վարդաններ և Սուրբ Նարեգացիներ, Փանագան զոհեր հայոց ասքին, մեր սրդի խորերեն առաստված խոսքը այսպես կհարաչենք, ծեր սրբազնասուրբ և հավետ խնգելի հիշադագի խորանին առաջ, սրդի հեծեծալից հարաչանքներուն ողբաց այն աղաղագը մեր, քեզի գվերն ձայենք, ով քաղտնիկները դեսնող դեր, և այրվող մեր հոգիներուն թաղցության գրագին վրա տնելով, սասանած մեր մտքի ջնջրող իղցերուն բդուղը, մեր գամքի փուրվարովը քեզի գցոնենք զայն, ով ամենակութ և ամենակավիչ, հարցրյալ ու արդար թադավոր։
And this last week, last Friday, there was a sponsored by the ANC here in Rhode Island, the flag raising ceremonies took place in North Providence and in Cranston. And I just like to mention they honored two of our local, and it was so, let's see, the ANC on Friday in North Providence. Honorees were Leonard Arzamanian and the late Margaret Denalian. That was done posthumously. In Cranston at the City Hall, they honored Harry Kashigan, and that was last Friday, April 22nd, at the flag raising that they do to honor our Armenian martyrs. And they do this every year, and it's so important that they always remember our Armenian martyrs. And let's see, what else is going on in our community? We have, this week is very busy. It's April 24th, and today we will all be gathering at the Martyrs Monument, beginning at 12:30. Okay, and then I lost my page. And again, that is today. We commemorate the 107th Armenian Martyrs Genocide Remembrance Day today, North Burial Ground, and again, that's at 12:30 today. On Wednesday, April 27th at 7:30, Songs of Solomon. This is a film screening by Arman Nishanyan at the Avon Cinema here in Providence, 260 Thayer Street, Providence. This is a powerful drama based on an orphaned Armenian boy who grows up to be an influential composer, also known as Gomidas. If you would like tickets, you can call Garabed Tashin at 401-484-1154. You can also get these tickets online, but you do need to buy the tickets in advance. And again, this event, April 27th. Let's see, what else do we have going on? And then at St. Zvartsanant Church, Community Night will take place Friday night, April 29th from 6 to 9. All ages welcome. And this is held in the Aramean Auditorium. For more information, you can reach out to Levon Atarian. And let's see. Then on May 1st, we have a May breakfast. Armenian Evangelical Church's May breakfast. This is in-person breakfast, Sunday, May 1st. This is the third of their four events that they had scheduled for this year. 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. It's a great way to start the day with a nice May Sunday morning breakfast. Juice, fruit cup, scrambled eggs with choice of bacon, sausage, or sujuk, home fries, muffins, and croissants, and coffee. $7 for adults, $3 for children. They did want to RSVP by Friday, so I would leave Nancy Traction a message right now. You can reach her at 401-640-7070, or when you see her today at the Martyrs Monument. You do need to let them know whether you want bacon, sausage, or sujuk. And again, that is a May breakfast next Sunday, May 1st, from 7 in the morning till 10 in the morning. Okay, and with that, my next song is Gumri. It's a song we play for the late Betty Kaprelyan. My dad, the CD is Gumri, 5 minutes for how long it is, and then Betty Dolbash. Mrs. Kaprelyan was always a favorite of my dad's, and this was her favorite song, and we always remember her by it. I know she's listening from the other side. This morning, though, I'd like her to share it with Lillian Papazian, who just passed over, and Lillian has always been an ardent fan of the Armenian Radio Hour, so I think she's still listening today. So this song is especially for Mrs. Kaprelyan, but it's also in remembrance of Shake Lillian Papazian.
Thank you.
I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race, this small tribe of unimportant people whose wars have all been fought and lost, whose structures have crumbled, literature is unread, music is unheard, and prayers are no more answered. Go ahead, destroy Armenia. See if you can do it. Send them into the desert without bread or water. Burn their homes and churches. Then see if they will not laugh, sing, and pray again. For when two of them meet, anywhere in the world, see if they will not create a new Armenia.
William Soroyan.
We'll see you at North Burial Ground, North Main Street at 12:30 today for the 107th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide.
As Dad always says, Urachatsur Kurachanas, Merjaman Agalratsav Shangal Chun Serin Hamar, Sidesu Chun Min Chev Harachika Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparin, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can listen to us any day, anytime, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.